is of our standing, leaning against our bed, wearing our good pearls, nicely turned out in a peach blouse and lemon cardi, bare naked from the waist down. She was threatening to sign herself out of the hospice for the third time that week. Anticipating this, I had sneaked her in a half bottle of vodka. We both knew it would probably finish her off, but that's the way she wanted it. She died 3 nights later. Before she died, and after I'd helped her put her drawers on and poured her a watered-down vodka and coke, she nearly told me something. I could see she was struggling, and I suppose I should have been more patient, or just told her to bloody well spit it out. But at the time, I was too busy noticing that my mother had no pubic hair. I couldn't believe that at age 68 she would take the trouble to give herself a shave in heaven. Where would she have got hold of a razor? And besides, our hands shook most of the time. At first, I thought it was just another of her rants about the health service, actually a thinly disguised rant about her own health. But her tone was different, not angry. She seemed frightened. She closed her eyes and shook her head vigorously the way she did when we argued. And then she went strange. She started rocking back and forth, moaning and shuddering. Your dad says I should... She was scaring me with her amateur dramatics, so I decided to nip it in the bud. Dad's dead, Mum. He died 4 years ago.